We present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Carl Harmon as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster.
Patel R, Patel B, C.
Good heavens, just look at them. It's like a small riot out there.
Well, they're excited, aren't they?
Well, it's only a school trip boarding a coach. It looks more like one of those documentary films about the fall of Saigon.
Don't worry, Mr. Holliday will have it all in hand.
There's no sign of him.
Yeah, where's Mrs. Rudd? I haven't seen her this morning.
Oh, she should be out there. She'll soon frighten them into submission.
All ready?
Ah, there you are.
I've been going over the route with the coach driver. Thought I ought to brief him about the best route to the site, you know.
Yes.
Well, as I'll be following on with the minibus, I won't be on hand to help him navigate.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway, I told him, straight up the A10 until you get to the junction with the B1038. Uh-huh. Then he turns right.
Yes, I'm sure you've gone over it all very thoroughly. Are you sure you're all right to
go? Of course I'm not. It's damn cold.
Well, the fresh air will do you good. Have you got everything you need? Medicines, cough mixture, contact numbers?
And don't forget the accident book.
Don't worry. I've got everything packed away in the minibus. I've done it all before, you know.
Well, then, if everyone's ready, I'll come out and see you all off.
Oh, that's nice. I think they'd appreciate it.
Don't misunderstand me, Mrs. Stone. I just want to make absolutely sure that Mrs. Rudd really is on that coach when it leaves.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's the third time I've counted them. I've finally made it 30. How many did you make it?
29 the first time, 31 the second, and 30 the third time.
Oh, well, at least we agree on the final count.
Long, I was wondering before we leave, has anyone counted the children yet?
Ah, no, we were thinking that maybe you'd prefer to do it.
You mean it hasn't been done, Mr. Sims?
Well,
but we shall be leaving in a minute. Really, I do hope this doesn't mean you're going to leave me to do everything on this trip.
Oh, of course not, Mrs. Rudd.
Now, sit still, everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What do you reckon she'll make it?
Oh, 28, I suppose.
Five are on it, 29.
Oh, forget it.
Windy.
Right, all ready for the off?
Very nearly.
Where's Mrs. Rudd?
There, at the back of the coach.
Ah, well, make sure she stays there. Tie her to the seat, if necessary.
Everything okay, right. Miss M?
Think so.
Must there be parents aboard?
No.
Well, Mr. Beeston, I have personally checked the numbers. 30 children all present and correct.
Well done.
So we can all get aboard and be on our way, I think.
Right.
Mr. Sims?
No, after you, Mrs. Rudd.
Mr. Long.
What? I've given the driver the exact details of the route.
Oh, no, I heard you.
But I won't be with you, keep an eye on him. Make sure he doesn't get lost on the way.
All right, will do. Mr. Sims?
Yes?
We've got the toilet tents up now.
Ah, well, that's good. Look, I'll come and have a look at it in a minute.
What shall we do now?
We'll go and see if Mr. Long wants a hand with the food stores.
He could give you a hand putting up that pole, yes?
Oh, no thanks, lads. No, I can manage.
All right, sir. Come on, we might get a chance to go down to the farm.
Mr. Sims, there's still no sign of Mr. Holliday. Where on earth can he have got to?
Well, search me.
Well, he was following on behind the coach, wasn't he?
Well, I thought he was.
So what has happened to him, do you think?
Don't ask me.
Your child. Stop swinging on those ropes. You'll have that tent down about your ears.
Look, I wouldn't stand there if I was you, Mrs. Rudd.
Why not?
Well, I haven't got this pole quite fixed yet, and I wouldn't want it to fall on you.
It had better not. Well, what on earth is it supposed to be?
Well, it's a flagpole. I thought the children could make a flag while we're here. And we could put it up, show that this is the King Street Junior Camp.
Well, if you must be ostentatious.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
I do hope nothing has happened to Mr. Holliday. He has my suitcase, all my personal things with him in that minibus.
So, you're here at last.
Yes.
Where have you been? We've been worried about you.
Oh, don't talk to me about worry.
But we got here ages ago. What kept you?
You saw those roadworks on the A414.
Yeah.
Well, I was behind you up to those emergency traffic lights.
Yeah, I thought you were.
They changed just as you went through. Right. So I was stuck in the red for God knows how long.
Ah.
By the time they changed, you were well out of sight.
But it shouldn't have made you this late.
When I reached the B181, would you believe it? Some idiot had changed the signpost round.
Oh, yes. Our driver noticed that. Lucky he spotted it.
Oh, did he?
So you have finally decided to grace us with your presence, Mr. Holliday.
Careful, Mrs. Rudd, he's a little sensitive.
Yeah, so what's it?
I require my suitcase, Mr. Holliday, and as soon as possible.
Give me a chance. I've hardly had time to get the ignition key out.
But I need my handkerchief.
Do you want to borrow this tissue?
Certainly.
Hardly you.
Please, sir.
What is it?
You know that big pole Mr. Sims was trying to put up?
Yeah.
Well, it's fallen down.
Oh, don't bother us with that now. Go and tell Mr. Sims.
He already knows, miss. It hit him on the head and he's lying on the grass.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think he's dead, miss.
I should hope not.
Come on, Mrs. Rudd. Let's go and see what we can do.
And I'll bet the accident book's underneath all this luggage. 21st, 14:30, approximately.
I've done the rounds. They've all settled down.
Good. Respective flagpole collapsed. Striking Mr. Sims on the right shoulder.
It was such a thoughtless thing to do when I saw you lying
there. Look, I slipped, that's all, trying to dodge out of the way. Now, there's no need to put all this in the accident book.
Must be recorded, Sims.
Well, it's not worth the fuss. I wasn't hurt.
Not now, maybe. But in 30 years' time, when that shoulder of yours starts aching and you want to sue somebody, you'll need evidence. So it's got to go in the book.
Not that anyone will be able to find the book in 30 years' time.
True, but it's the principle of the thing.
Oh, hang on. Chop-chop! Go to sleep!
Which tent was it?
Mrs. Rudd's, I think.
That is highly unlikely. I gave my girls strict instructions to behave themselves.
Well, it sounded like your lot.
However, I wish to make a suggestion.
Yes?
I think it is high time we began to discuss and organise the various activities we shall be doing on this trip.
Ah, is this coming to that?
Are we all in agreement?
Well, it sounds like a good idea to me.
Absolutely.
Right. And the first thing to get sorted out is the pub rota.
The what?
The pub rota. If we all take turns, we all get a chance to go down the pub in the evenings.
Well, really?
Essential after a day with this lot. I was working it out on the way down here.
You had plenty of time, didn't you?
Shut up. I suggest that Long and I go tonight.
Good.
Tomorrow night, Sims and Mrs. Rudd.
Good.
Night three, me and Sims. Then the last night, Mrs. Rudd and Long. How does that sound?
I think it is absolutely disgraceful.
All right, then. You and Sims go tonight and Long and I can go tomorrow.
I was not referring to your rota, Mr. Holliday. I consider the whole idea of going to a public house is totally disgraceful.
Oh,
this may be a school holiday, but we all have a responsibility to the children.
Yes, they're all in bed asleep.
And there'll always be two of us here in duty.
Then what sort of example are we setting them? Their teachers rolling back to camp drunk in the middle of the night.
Well, I'm not suggesting we go in an all-night booze up.
No, you can if you feel like it, Mrs. Rudd.
Really?
All we're saying is we could do with a bit of a break from the kids. And what do you think, Sims? You haven't had much to say.
Well, I agree, I suppose.
Who with?
Well, going down the pub. It'd be nice to have a short break. Well, you don't have to drink.
You're outvoted, Mrs. Rudd.
Maybe, but I shall not change my view. It is my opinion that we should all stay here on the campsite and do something constructive with our evenings.
Like what?
I, for one, have brought a book with me.
A book?
Yes, I presume you know what a book is, Mr. Holliday.
Of course I do. Well, what's the point?
I should have thought that was obvious.
Oh, well, you can do what you want. But I'm not spending my whole week stuck here every evening.
Well, I will certainly not support your pub rota, Mr. Holliday. Indeed, if you insist on pursuing it, I feel, as a responsible teacher, that I will have to report it to the authorities when we get back.
Which authorities?
County Hall, of course.
I couldn't care less if you reported it to the United Nations.
Oh, hang on a minute.
What?
Look, if Mrs. Rudd feels so strongly about
this... And I do.
Well, why don't we leave it for tonight? Just to see how things go with the children. And then we'll review it tomorrow.
I'll go along with that.
Well, all right then.
But I can assure you I shall not change my mind.
No, not again.
Sounds like more trouble in your tent, Mrs. Rudd.
Really? And what if this had happened while you were in the pub, Mr. Holliday? How would you have felt then? Oh, children, stop that noise!
If I'd been in the pub, I'd have felt a whole lot happier. Not so loud.
And how long do you intend to go on sulking at me, Mr. Holliday?
I'm not sulking.
Just because I prevented you from going drinking last night.
I am not sulking. And you didn't stop me going to the pub.
I decided of my own accord.
You look as though you're sulking. You haven't spoken to me all morning.
We're supposed to be observing wildlife. If we make any noise, we'll frighten them off.
Excuses.
Look, if you want to talk, go and join Sims and Long by the river. Otherwise...
Don't you shush me.
Mr. Holliday?
What?
What's that bird there?
Where?
In the bush there, see? The bird with the white streaks.
Ah, it's like a chaffinch. Yes, it is.
Should I take it off my list?
Yes. Oh, do you see some under that bush?
In the grass?
I'm sure there's something moving in there.
Oh, yes.
I felt a drop of rain.
Water vapour from the river.
Coming downwards.
Atmospheric pressure.
And there's another one.
I didn't feel anything.
I did, sir.
You see?
My mum said it was going to rain this week.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she can always tell. She said her foot was hurting. That's how she knows.
I checked all the weather forecasts for this week, and they all said fine.
Her foot isn't often wrong, sir.
But it is this time. And you can tell your mother's foot I said so.
Oh, that's nice.
Careful now, don't go too near the edge. Well, I don't know about you, but I think it's going to rain. Not a chance.
Well, it looks a bit like it. Have you seen those clouds?
Cumulus clouds, fair weather stuff. They look threatening, but they pass straight over.
Oh, that's good.
Now, one of the advantages of being a science man.
It's getting a bit gloomy, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's only temporary. You see, any minute now, those clouds will pass and the sun will be out again. Yes, I know. One of the advantages of being a science man. I did specialise in chemistry, actually. Yes.
All right. Don't dash about or you'll fall over.
And stay away from the riverbank, Assam.
Yes, I think we're better. There isn't much shelter here, is there?
Oh, you're right. All right, everyone. We're going back to camp. And don't run. A drop of rain won't hurt you.
You was wrong when you said it wasn't going to rain, wasn't you?
It's only a passing shower.
My dad says teachers should never be...
Well, you can tell your dad...
What? Come on, Alice. Don't hang around. Come on. No, you won't. Keep away from that.
All right. Right. Okay. Leave it to me. I'll try and get it.
Look, don't worry. Mr. Long knows what he's doing.
Tuesday, 22nd, 11:15, approximately. Mr. Long fell into river and banged head against floating branch.
No, put down tree.
Mr. Sim said it looked more like a big branch.
I know what I banged my head against, and that was a tree.
All right. Floating tree.
Anyway, trees, branches, they've no right to be in the river. They ought to be on land. And if it hadn't been for all that wet grass...
No visible damage.
What do you mean? No visible damage? I've got a bump on my head.
Yes, but we can't see it, so it's not visible.
Only because of my hair. If I was bald, you could see it.
Oh, all right. Due to lack of baldness, Mr. Long's bump is not visible.
You are not writing that down, Mr. Holliday.
But of course I'm not. I've written contusion to side of head.
It's at the back.
Too late. I've written it, so it's at the side now.
It's my head.
It's my accident book.
It's the school's accident book.
But I'm in charge of it. Oh! Careful.
Right. All quiet on the Western Front.
Good.
I think we're settled down all right. Which is more than I can say for the weather. Mm.
This weather is intolerable. Typical of Mr. Beeston.
Oh, come on. You're not blaming him because it's raining.
Of course not, but we are under canvas, and anyone with a grain of common sense would know how atrocious the weather can be at this time of the year.
But it's summertime.
Exactly. And knowing what the British summer is like, I would have thought we might have graduated to a more civilised form of school holiday.
Such as?
I was thinking of a form of indoor holiday.
If you'd gone along with my suggestion, we'd be indoors right now.
Don't be obtuse, Mr. Holiday. I was not referring to a public house.
Well, I've got to admit that the rain doesn't worry me very much at all.
Are you sure that flagpole didn't hit you in the head?
Oh, of course it'd be better if the weather was nice. But think of the challenge for the kids. After their normal life stuck in the middle of a town. Here they are, camping in the countryside, in the rain. Now, how often will they get the opportunity to do that?
Well, not a lot, I should hope. Sims, are you serious?
Anyway, I better get off and finish my rounds. Won't be long.
I reckon that man's got a screw loose, you know.
Hello, King Street Junior. I'm afraid Mr. Beeston's not here at the moment. The test schedules. Yes, I've got that. Sometime this afternoon. Right, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
And what's that you're going to tell me?
Wait a minute. Were you listening outside the door?
Well, weren't
you? You knew that call was for you. You deliberately didn't come in.
Well, it might have been County Hall. And the last thing I need today is a verbal battle with those idiots up there. Who was it, anyway?
County Hall.
See? Unerring instinct, Mrs. Stone. What did they want?
They want to know what progress is being made with the 10-plus test evaluations. They'd like you to phone them back this afternoon.
No can do. I'm off to see how the happy campers are getting on this afternoon, remember?
Yes, of course.
I did promise Fred I'd go out midweek to give them a bit of moral support.
I should think they need it after the terrible weather they've been having.
It's been a bit rough.
It's been worse than that, and all of them under canvas as well.
Yes, but they don't know what real rain is. I remember when I was a young man.
Oh, I know. Noah booked you a place on the Ark.
But can you imagine it, eh? Rain and Mrs. Rudd. I bet Fred's thinking the plague of locusts can't be far behind. I think I'm going to quite enjoy this afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Beeston.
Hello, young Patel. Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Well, careful you don't get stuck in the mud, eh?
No, Mr. Beeston, sir.
Ah, you made it here, then?
Oh, yes, no problem. Apart from a bit of trouble sorting out a dodgy signpost.
Ah, yes.
Well, then, how's it going? Having fun?
Apart from the mud, you mean?
Still, everyone's getting on all right, aren't they?
Oh, I suppose so.
And, Mrs. Rudd?
Don't talk to me about Mrs. Rudd.
Well, she can't have been up to too much, judging by the look of things.
Don't judge by appearances.
Why? What's she done?
It's what she hasn't done that's more to the point.
I know she's refused to go on the pub rota.
If you ask me, the woman's just plain antisocial. She shouldn't be allowed.
Ah, hello there, Mr.
I'm off. I'll see you before you go.
Hey, hang on a minute.
I'm so pleased you've been able to find time to visit us.
Well, as I promised, I wanted to come over for a while to show the flag, as it were.
As it happened, I'm very pleased you did.
Well, how's it all going?
Oh, quite well, I think, considering the circumstances.
Yes, there is rather a lot of mud about, isn't
there? That is not what I was thinking of, Mr. Beeston.
No, I see.
Did you notice what happened just now?
No, not really. I've only just got here.
I mean, Mr. Holliday, the way he went off when he saw me coming to speak to you.
Oh, did he?
As you know, I am not one to tell tales, but there have been certain ideas proposed that cause me some disquiet.
Oh, really?
I have no wish to detract from Mr. Holliday's professional reputation, but as team leader at this camp, I feel he leaves a lot to be desired.
Yes, well, why don't you tell me all about it and we have a little walk round? I would like to say hello to everyone else in the camp as well, you know.
No, no, that's nothing like it.
It is.
Let's have a look at the book, then.
Here.
Let's see. That leaf's the wrong shape for an oak tree. What is it, then?
Well, how's it all coming along, then?
All right, Mr. Sims. Yes. We've got nearly all our leaves with the right trees.
Keep checking them with the book, eh?
We are, sir.
But they look all right to you, sir.
Well, yes, but let's wait until you've done them all, shall we?
Yes, Mr. Sims. Yes, Mr. Sims. Good here, isn't it? Out in the country.
You're enjoying it, are you?
Yeah, not half.
Yeah.
I've never been out in the country before.
Really?
I've seen it, of course. That tremendous in on the telly. But it's different when you're in it.
It certainly is. All this fresh air. Smells different, doesn't it?
That's the animals, isn't it?
Better than being at school.
Yeah. Mr. Sims?
Yes?
Have Mr. Holliday and Mrs. Rudd had their fight yet?
They haven't had a fight. And what a thing to say.
We was only wondering, sir, with the stopping and going down to the pub.
Yes, well, you forget about all that and concentrate on what you're doing, eh?
Yes, sir.
I'll be back in a few minutes to see how you've got on.
Oh, Mr. Sims,
Yes? Yes, what is it, Wayne?
Do you reckon there are maniacs around here?
Yes. You lot.
No, I mean like in them films.
What films?
Oh, you know, like Friday the 13th and A Nightmare.
You shouldn't be watching films like that, not at your age.
They always have them in a place like this, don't they? Somewhere in the country, miles from anywhere. And there's always a mad maniac with staring eyes who creeps in and cuts people up while they're asleep.
Look, Wayne, I don't want you talking like this to the other children. You might frighten some of them.
They watch them as well, Mr. Sims.
Well, you might frighten us teachers. So stop it, do you hear me? Well, I think all in all, it's been a really beautiful day today, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And after all that rain, it was just what we needed.
I thought you liked rain.
Oh, I don't mind it. But a bit of sun brings everything back to life again, doesn't it?
Speak for yourself.
It hasn't dried up the mud. It's like a building site out there.
Would any one of you have a book or something I might read?
I thought you had brought a book.
I did, but I finished it.
Must have been a short book.
Not at all, Mr. Holliday. It was a most fascinating book, which is why I read it so quickly. It was on bark.
What? Doggy bark or tree bark?
Really, you're so childish. You know very well that I mean Bach the composer.
Oh, I've got Monday morning's paper.
As today is Thursday, that would seem rather a waste of time, don't you think? But thank you all the same.
You could always do the crossword, Mrs. Rowe.
Oh, of course.
Sorry, I've already done it.
Oh.
I'm nearly out of tobacco.
Are you?
Yeah. I expect they'll have some down in the village.
I should think so.
You know, if it had been possible for us to have got down there, I might have been able to get a packet.
The shop would be shut now, wouldn't it?
Oh, there should be somewhere open where you can get it.
That's true. You know, I've been thinking, we've been away quite a while now. I wouldn't mind giving the wife a ring.
Well, I must say, I have been just a little concerned as to how Mr. Rudd's been coping.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. He's probably having a whale of a time. While the cat's away.
Really?
Please, Mr. Long.
But I would quite like to telephone Mr. Rudd to reassure him that I'm all right. But we can't go, can we?
No. Unfortunately.
Pity that. If we'd agree to my rotor system.
All right, all right.
What is it, Mr. Sims?
Oh, I can't stand it any longer. You're bringing tears to my eyes.
What do you mean?
Look, you lot go off to the village, ring your families, get your tobacco, and have a jar or two. And I'll stay here and look after the children.
Do you mean it?
I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it.
Come on, Fred. All right. Let's get off in that minibus before he changes his mind.
One moment. I'm not sure.
You can stay behind if you like.
Well, if Mr. Sims feels he can cope.
Of course I can.
We will not be away long, I promise you.
Come on, if you're coming. And thanks, Sims. I won't forget this.
I'll bring you back a beer. Two beers.
And do please borrow my book on bark. I am sure you will find it most fascinating.
Thanks. And with some 250 cantatas and much secular music, Leipzig was to prove a most productive period for the Kapellmeister. God, what a boring book. No wonder she finished it so quickly.
Hello? Is anyone there?
What on earth? Wayne!
Oh, it's you, Mr. Sims.
Well, of course it's me. What on earth are you doing out of bed at this time? It's gone midnight.
I was going to the toilet, sir, and I saw the minibus wasn't there. I thought all the teachers had left us.
Now, do you really think we'd do that?
No, sir.
Well, of course we wouldn't.
Where are they, Mr. Sims?
Well, they just had to pop out for a short while. They'll be back any time now.
But the pub must have shut hours ago.
Did I say anything about going to the pub?
No, sir.
Right. Go on, off to the toilet and straight back to bed, eh?
Yes, sir.
Here's a good lad. Go on.
Sir, do you reckon the maniac might have got them?
The maniac?
Yeah, like I was telling you, Friday the 13th.
Come on now.
But I might be out there now, being buried somewhere in the woods.
Look, come on. Now you get back to bed now.
But I heard some noises out there, sir. In the trees.
There are always noises in the country, Wayne. There are animals that only come out at night. It might be the wind in the trees. It could be anything.
Yes, sir.
But there's nothing for you to be frightened of. So go on, off to bed.
All right, Mr. Sims.
And don't wake the others. Maniac. I don't know. Mind you, it's getting on a bit. 12:20. I should have been back by now.
Mr. Sims!
What now? Now, I thought I told you to go back to bed.
There's something going on in that wood, sir. You can hear it. and it's getting closer.
Look, you must stop this, Wayne. This imagining things.
No, I'm not, sir. You can hear it, you listen.
Oh, well.
There. Can you hear it, sir?
Yes, yes.
I reckon it's a maniac.
Well, of course it isn't.
What is it, then?
Well, I don't know. I suppose I'd better go and investigate.
We have a cave, sir.
Look, it's probably nothing at all. But you go back to your tent, right now.
Can I stay and watch?
Did you hear me?
Oh, all right.
All right. Whoever you are, now hold it right there. Now I warn you, I'm a karate expert.
Oh, at last.
It's you.
Yeah, of course it's me. And what was all that about?
I didn't know, did I? You could have been anybody. Might have been a cow.
A cow? What are we going to do, challenge it to a karate contest?
But where you been? Where are all the others?
Down the road, a couple of miles back. The minibus broke down and they're staying with it, waiting for the breakdown wagon to arrive.
Oh, so that's it.
I said I'd come back and tell you what happened in case you were worried.
What were you doing in the woods?
I thought it'd be a shortcut, save a bit of time.
Well, it didn't, did it?
Oh, it's like a swamp in there. And it's pitch black. You can't see where you're going. I'm covered in mud. Scratches up
sir?
To here.
Why aren't you in your tent like I told you?
Is it the maniac, sir?
It will be in a minute. Go back to bed.
Yes, sir.
And on top of all this...
Oh, there isn't more.
Yes. I left your beer in the minibus. Sorry.
Oh, that's unusual, isn't it? Mrs. Rudd stopping the children singing.
She's got a bit of a headache after last night.
I can't believe it's a hangover.
No, it was all that standing about, waiting by the minibus.
I see that the minibus is close behind us.
Yes, after what happened on the way out, Fred's taking no chances.
Please, sir?
Yes, busy.
I think I've left one of my socks behind at the camp.
Have you?
Do you think I can ask the driver to turn round and go back for it?
Well, you could.
Right, sir.
But as we'll be back at school in a few minutes, I wouldn't, if I were you.
Oh.
Now, we did tell you to check everything before you left.
Yes, sir. Right, sir.
Still, if all we're missing is one sock, that's not too bad.
I'd say it's pretty good.
And only two little accidents? Do you know, I think we've done quite well.
What do you mean? Little accidents? I got soaked to the skin. Plus a bang on me bumps.
Yes, but nothing happened to the kids, did it? Now, that's not bad.
And it's three accidents, remember?
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten about that. Has it gone down in the accident book yet?
It will, when Fred feels strong enough.
How did it happen? Nobody actually told me.
Well, we were all a bit knackered last night, weren't we?
True.
It was just after we broke down. Fred was looking round the engine, trying to get it going again, and the bonnet fell on him.
Anyway, apart from that, it's been quite a good week, hasn't it?
Good.
Well, all right. Interesting.
That's more like it.
Makes a change, though. Life in the raw.
The rain, the rows, the accidents. Yeah, that just about describes it.
Thing is, would you go through it again?
Not on your life.
Me neither.
But I'll bet we do.
You've been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, and starring Carl Harmon as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head. Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary. Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd, and Paul Copley as Mr. Long. Wayne was played by Leon Hamilton. Patel by Robert Lynham. Mandy by Julie Newell. Sundar by Daniel Perry. Alice by Lindsay Pierce, and Tony by Alex Sexton. The producer was John Ford Wilson.